This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. What?
Nothing, I was just laughing at that Andre 3000 got this piano on his back.
Yeah, he went to the Met Gala with a grand piano on his back. I have to imagine it was a replica, right?
Yes, definitely. It's probably even it's hollow and everything.
I would hope.
Yeah,
be really heavy.
No, Dre ain't that big a brother now.
Yeah
Dre,
just tire you out walking around.
14. Yeah, but
he's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did wear a piano on his back. But that's because he had a piano album coming
out. Yes, and you say you listened to it.
Uh-huh.
You like it?
I loved it.
Okay.
I don't know what either one of them would have to do for me to say that I didn't love it.
I mean, I saw yesterday Big Boy was cooking, like, you think he'd be throwing down on that gas-ass grill cooking lobsters now?
A lot of lobsters.
A lot of lobsters on gas grill. Think he'd be throwing down and everything.
It looks like a really nice setup, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that home is beautiful.
It's really nice.
His home is beautiful. Yeah, but get you some.
How close to here do you think that is?
To what?
That home that we see those videos in, to where we sit right now.
Oh, I don't know.
I bet it's close.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where he stays at.
He lives here, I think.
I know he lives in Atlanta. I just don't know in what vicinity he stays in. Yeah, lobsters on the gas grill. Get out of here, man. Come on, man.
I know. I would never judge. I mean, I made it through the Big Boy posting Oregon football
era. Yeah, yeah.
Because his son played for the Oregon Ducks for a couple years.
Yeah.
So I can make it through anything with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a little judgment sometimes.
Yeah.
Do we post videos of gas grills?
Not nobody I know.
Yeah. Get some charcoal in there, man. I know it takes longer, but you know how to do it. Hey, there's a few phone lines open if you want to get on hold. 404-726-0929. You can call us up and you can ask us anything, but we'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right. Andy, you're going to understand this in a minute, but Randy, I got to lean heavily on you with this because there's a lot that ties to you with this. But in the early 90s, I was in my 20s. So I remember the Florida State team with Bobby Bowden, even Florida with Steve Spurrier. So the podcast with Fred Taylor, Brandon Marsh, and RC, and your teammate Channing, Brandon says he thinks Peter Warrick is the best collegiate college athlete ever. And I remember what Peter Warrick did. My thing is, and what I'm saying to you, Randy, what Reggie Bush did, man, that dude was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to see, like, how you feel about that as far as Peter Warrick. Now, Brandon, a receiver. Peter Warrick was good. But Reggie Bush did a lot to college football. So I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike.
I love P-Dub. I do. I love Peter Warrick. He was amazing. But he wasn't one of the best college football players. Reggie Bush was one of the best college football players I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
P-Dub was nasty.
I think Peter Warrick needs to be remembered more.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I like that.
I agree with that.
Brandon Marshall brought his name up in that conversation because he was insane.
P-Dub was so good.
He was insane at Florida State.
Reggie was just different.
Yeah, it was just different.
A different type. Yeah. Different type vibe.
And there's no disrespect to anybody else, but Reggie Bush and how many people have I seen? getting older, but not that old. He's the best college football player I've ever seen in person.
He was unbelievable.
It was
he was unreal.
But it was like cheating.
Yeah, but I understand the whole. I understand the P. Dub love because he was. I mean, everybody. I mean, you just go back to the national championship and everything like that. But he's freaking incredible.
He's incredible.
But I don't think they talk about him a lot.
No, I think he doesn't get the love that he probably deserves, and I don't know why, but I don't think he does. But yeah, it also comes down to different people are going to have. Maybe Brandon was more specifically focused on that team at that time. Fans are going to have an allegiance to their guys and whatever. I don't know, but when you start talking about the greatest college football player,
one of the best I've ever seen.
Because you're talking about careers, right?
Yes.
I mean,
Reggie's one of the best I've ever seen.
CeCe is in Atlanta. Hey, CeCe.
Hi, guys. I have a question about baseball broadcast. Right. You know, we've always had on the screen balls and strikes, outs, number of pitches, speed of pitch, and now lately they are showing us type of pitch. It says four seam or slider.
Right, right.
How do they do that?
That's a great damn question, CeCe.
Yeah, whose job is that? And how accurate are they? Bo knows.
So you know that's mostly done electronically.
Okay.
Electronically, like
so. Have you seen – so the technology that they use in the TGL where they can see how far a golf ball is going to go based on how hard it was hit and how much it's spinning?
Right. Mm.
So there are computers that look at the pitches, the directions that they're spinning and the movement that they make along with the speed, and they guess the pitch. Most of the time they are right, but they're not 100%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, CeCe, because I was always
curious. It's a great question.
A lot of breaking balls are starting to become, you know, like sweepers and sliders.
Yeah, you see,
they're just getting
you
renamed.
You see sweeper a lot.
That's a slider.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because it was a slider cutter, and at first they called it a slutter.
Remember that? Yes.
And they were like, we can't call it that.
Yes. Breaking ball.
Yes.
Yeah, I did wonder that, though, because I was like, is that somebody's job?
I'm so curious.
Because that's a lot of pressure if they're wrong.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
I also do like it. Like, it's cool when you see a pitch come in. And you can usually tell a fastball or a changeup or whatever, but like if you see a pitch come in and it's coming in hot, but it moves a bunch, it's like, what are they calling that? Okay, Chris Sale's throwing, obviously he throws a lot of sliders, but that was a slider. Like I enjoy it. I think it adds to the broadcast a little bit. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas? I got two questions for y'all today. So on a rainy day, it's supposed to rain until next Wednesday. What is y'all go to, like a perfect rainy day? What is it like at the house? What you prefer to do? Question two, at this stage in my life, I feel like I'm kind of over the fast food. Like, I get it in a pinch, but I'm more of like, give me a plate of food and I'll be perfectly fine. Like, I'm picky with that.
Yeah.
I'm hurrying my butt off to get to the Subway, to the Sub place to get this Philly cheesesteak. What kind of subs do you guys do if you guys are doing the whole sub thing?
I do like a pub sub.
I am such a, like, always the same thing when I get, because I don't eat a lot of subs, so when I eat it, I know what I want. I'm an Italian sub all day and all night.
Yeah, I love a pub sub.
Give me a sub. Give me an Italian. Whenever I get them.
Really,
give
any of the ones they make.
Give me the Italian.
The Italian sub.
Give me the Italian.
I wish I could remember the name of the deli. I can't. If my wife's listening, she'll text me. But we ordered a sandwich platter for my brother's party on Saturday, the wedding shower that we threw him. And it was they were all made on croissants.
Lovely.
I don't do that very much, but boy, what a treat.
Lovely.
What a
sounds good.
Very, very good way to eat a sandwich.
Sounds good.
What was the other one?
What do you like doing right now?
I like to turn on some real sad music and draw the blinds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Get in there and really just get, you know, get bummed out.
Get me a good
get everybody sad.
I'm all about nothing. All about nothing.
Yeah, like, it's not that different, really. Yeah. Like, I mean, guests can't play in the backyard or go across the street and go to the park or whatever.
I'm all about nothing on rainy days.
There's a couple of rain beers.
Yeah. I mean, if it gets, like, real stormy, like, if there's, you know, lightning, thunder, whatever, bad rain rolling in, we like to sit on the porch and watch it.
There you go.
Fun watch a storm roll in, family. But, yeah, if it's the only thing that's hard is when Boone's just furious.
Yes, because he can't go outside.
Because he can't go outside and get all the energy out that he needs to get out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, nothing I can do for you. And if it's going to rain 5 or 6 days in a row, it's like.
You can't go out there.
You're going to have to suck it up, man. Either that or I'm going to pop a couple Benadryl into this treat.
You
see if we can
knock you out for a little while. They
got
to go to sleep.
Ozzy is in Decatur. Hey, Ozzy.
What's going on, guys? Love the show.
Love you, Ozzy.
Quick question, man. I got one on the way, at least I thought, went to that ultrasound, and there are two babies in there, man.
Oh,
so when's the last time
surprise.
You got more than what you bargained for?
What a great question.
Is that another leg?
Oh,
wow.
Man. That would, I can't even imagine.
I could never imagine that
right
there.
Can't even imagine.
I said, what if you got what?
When's
now?
The last time you got more than you bargained for? And I can't think of an extreme example like that.
I can't think of that like that. Hell no. Oh, man. I can't think of
I mean, on Sunday after I won the championship and got the trophy and won the long drive and got my prize for that, then to also win the raffle, it felt a little...
I felt a little fate.
No, yeah, it just felt like, like a little greedy almost at that point. I was like, how much winning can one man do, you know? And so I think I did get a little more than I bargained for that day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the winning that I could control, you don't feel bad about that. You went out there and you did it. But then to also win the raffle on top of doing all the other
things.
But you
were feeling bad?
No, I didn't feel bad, but I was just like a little bashful. Because like I had to ask somebody to hold my trophy so I could go up there and get my next prize that I had won. Because I didn't have enough hands.
Right.
You know, I got a beer in this hand and my gift certificate and the winnings money that I got. And then my other trophy, and then they called my name, and I was like, God, guys, you mind? Hold that real quick? I got to go get my other thing. So I got more than I bargained for this weekend in that sense.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But what can you do?
Nothing at all.
I earned it. James is in Douglasville. Hey, James.
Hey, how you guys going today, man?
Hey, James.
That's good. That's good. Well, hey, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys ever since I moved here about 3 years ago. But I just had to get humbled yesterday. I think it was like last week or so. Somebody called in, was talking about the cool ways that they open beers and everything. And you guys were just saying like, well, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I know you guys said like, hey, when you try to open it up on a table and you bust a glass open or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you got to do better. So yesterday, I'm cleaning out my garage. I get me a beer, pop it on the table, it breaks. So you got to humble me really good, then.
Hey, man.
It happens,
it
James.
Happens. It happens, James.
Thanks for listening.
Appreciate you, man.
We do say, don't try this at home.
Yeah, no.
You know, everything we talk about, it's not always a good idea.
It ain't, man. Don't get left. There's no space in our homes.
When you do that, when you try to open a beer with a table and the bottle breaks,
right?
What do you do with the beer that's in it?
Drink it.
Right? Mm-hmm. You pour it into something else.
Hope there's no glass fell in it.
Yeah,
hope there's no glass.
Yeah, because you don't want to waste the whole beer.
Hell yeah. Hope there's no glass that fell in it. Then,
yeah.
You know.
Me too. There's probably some people who just they chalk that beer up as a loss. What's a little glass shard in the throat going to do anyway?
I mean, nothing.
I'm
really.
Not Dustin
it's
May.
All, it's just all about how.
You're really going to enjoy the new Final Destination Bloodlines when it comes out then.
Oh, is there one of those in there?
You know, he's not watching it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
The trailer. I'm not spoiling it. The trailer has like a guy drinking what looks like ice, but it's glass. And
oh, I did see that in the preview. Yeah.
They are so psyched to see that.
Oh, they are?
Oh, that is them two thing, man.
Huh.
I didn't know
they were still making Final Destinations.
Dude, Andy, I've
seen... It's the last one.
I guess it wasn't the Final Destination.
Because Old Boy's dead.
Isn't everyone?
No, like in
real
life. I
watched the first one. In real life.
Yeah,
wow.
real life, the brother's finally dead.
I watched the first one where the log fell out. Yeah, I've seen
the first three of them.
One at the NASCAR race. I think that was
five.
No, I've
seen that. I've only seen the first three ones.
Jeez, how many are there?
Which one's the
roller
coaster?
There is enough to have a top 25 ranking of Final Destination deaths.
It wasn't even next to last destination.
Yeah.
It was like the first stop.
How did it come back after the first one?
I don't know. I don't know. Adam is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, Adam.
All right. Before I ask my question, I got to put a disclaimer on this. This is, I never would have came into my mind, but I got to blame Chipper Jones.
Okay.
This is for Randy.
Okay.
So Chipper was talking on a podcast or something, and he said that during his rookie year, he hit a home run and was in the showers.
Yeah.
And when Maddox was like real close to him talking. And he said it was kind of weird because everybody was laughing. And when he turned around, there's Eddie peeing on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so the rumor was true that rookies get peed on in the shower.
Uh-huh.
So it got me thinking, Randy, did that happen in college?
Hell,
or NFL, did you pee on someone or did someone pee on you?
No, let me tell you something. I don't mess with Greg Maddux because of that.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell somebody's going to pee on somebody. The only pee story I have was Hines Ward told us to pee on our feet because that cured athlete's foot.
Right. That but was, he gave you he gave the option.
He gave us the option to pee
like,
on our feet.
Hey, this is what I do. You should.
Yeah. Ain't nobody ever, and I'm telling you, I ain't never heard, like some of the stuff that I hear, like with players and that nastiness, I ain't never heard that done to nobody. I've never done it, and I would never, ever do that to somebody.
Very gross.
But if you peed on me, I don't understand what's funny about letting another man pee on you. Like, I don't have that kind of sense of humor. I'm sorry. I just don't.
You know what kind of sense of humor I have?
I don't have that kind of sense of humor.
My sense of humor is I really like when people tell you stories about it.
Yeah.
Because your reaction to Greg Maddux peeing on people, that's what I find funny.
Yeah.
Your reaction to it.
I'm trying to figure out what's key about it. I just don't get it.
It's gross.
I don't understand that stuff.
I've only been.
That's why I don't mess with. I think Greg Maddux is one of the best of all time, but I'm not a fan of his anymore.
Right. It's hard to
vote. How do you not whip his ass?
Maybe he did. I don't know. We don't know that part of the story.
But it's
maybe
so funny. Maybe about letting another man pee on you.
I've only been peed on by two people.
Oh God! And I swear to you, that first one, I couldn't cry anymore.
Well, and one dog.
Yeah, that might have been
two people and one dog.
That still to this day is one of the funniest stories ever because your face when you told that story.
I still can't believe it. Because Lily and Jack have excuses. They were tiny babies.
They're tiny babies, yes.
Lily peed on me on the beach because she didn't have a swim diaper on. Yeah. I was holding her. And Jack's a boy, you know.
Yeah, they get you.
They get you every once in a while. Boone was he was old enough to know better. Dude. He was way past puppy at that point. And we were waiting to take family photos. Dude. We were at the park waiting to take family photos. And I looked down and my leg was all wet. And he was peeing on me.
Dude,
I was furious.
I fell out
the Greg Maddux of dogs.
I fell out the damn chair laughing when you told me that damn story.
Oh, what a jerk. All right. Not you. Boone. I can't believe Boone did that.
But no, yeah.
Outrageous.
I don't get that outrageous part where we keep kidding about people. Let's not peeing pee on you. People. I don't get it.
All right, Abe. We got it. Let's get to takeaways
of the
day.
I don't get it.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy said you're allowed to touch it.
What did I say?
Said we're gonna say you're allowed to touch it. And I found out what a Yeti really is.
Yeah.
It's not a cup.
Well, there's a couple of things. Randy doesn't need elbows.
No.
Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to be back very soon. He just has to exercise his muscle first.
Yes.
And we've seen a lot of tight backsides in the NBA playoffs so far.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And boulevards, where the classy hookers are.
Yeah, man. So I think about boulevard. Up on the boulevard. Where's she at? Up on the boulevard.
That's right. Yeti, more than just a cooler that hot chicks sit on.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.